Made it, there are 8 copies?
Change.
Oh. How come you made so many? To distribute, huh?
And there's some for the ashrams and Bhakta and I get.
Hmm. You and Bhakta did the most work?
And Mata, yeah.
Hmm.
We, all the quotations we got from the 16 qualities before.
Hmm. Nicely done. Thank you.
Can you just come to us and ask us a question?
We're going to be writing the English, and one of you is assigned that you pick a question, you think of a question to ask the devotees.
Oh.
Write
it down?
So that day you were walking around the kitchen, I had the question, was that a time that you can remember that you were chanting, chanting the drop, and you started, you felt like ecstatic, you wanted to keep chanting. So I asked the devotees.
What did you ask them?
That question, and then they gave an answer.
What was the question? When you're chanting?
Do you ever feel ecstasy? Because you usually don't chant so well.
Yeah.
So we don't listen when we do chant well.
What did Narayana Jvara say?
He said his japa's not so good, so he doesn't tell us in japa, but kirtan, especially on Sunday.
Right. Anyway, it's nice if we feel ecstasy, but we get... chanting as service, then ecstasy will come. You can come sometime in the morning too, when we chant. My tape recorder is a good recorder.
That's pretty comforting up to that.
Yeah.
Before each time I said the microphone.
Tabas are...
They've gone flat because of the humidity, the hits.
So you play the other mish?
Yeah, I've got the S-Wrench.
I don't know. Can you play if he plays that? He gets in the right melody? You play the harmonium?
Yeah. He plays what?
S-Wrench.
Yeah.
Except for you, he's in. You can sing Jai Radha Madhava. You were recording then?
No, I had it on the had the microphone hooked up.
Oh. Then who's going to play the madranga this morning?
Tom said he'd play. If Yulan doesn't come. Tom Adams. We were thinking that we made a mistake because when he came in, he told us not to stop playing.
Oh, that's all right.
So I felt head off. Society at the present time, it's hard to do that.
Yes.
I was talking to some devotees. You were saying that if you just have a broad vision, it almost seems that it's just going to be very hard to do that, to carry out that order, because we're in a especially difficult time, and everyone just has to.
Yes, so don't be impatient. You have to just do the needful. The very existence of Gita Nagari is the biggest thing for Varnashram. When Prabhupada, when he said that statement that 50% of my work is only finished, the other half is to implement Varnashram, he said that at a time when he was planning to leave Vrindavan, come to New York, and then come to this place. So he considered, what, in other words, Prabhupada personally introduced the Sankirtan movement, how to distribute books and magazines. He personally designed the Los Angeles temple, where the deity should go, how artik should be done. So then he intended to come to, actually to come to this farm, and then to go to others, and to sit here and in the same way show how everything should be done. And what is, he would explain and show what is Varnashram. It was based around living in the village and having different engagement, especially in raising crops and cow protection and other engagements. So as long as we maintain and Gita Nagari, then if you have this desire that, you know, well, Prabhupada wanted Varnashram, when are we going to get this together? When are we going to get it going? Know that you're in a foremost place of implementing where the land is actually Krishna conscious and where there's actually a community. Rabindra Sarup wrote that article about Burijan. He said how he likes to come to Gita Nagari. He said he's living in the temple in Philadelphia. He said the temple is like a frail anomaly in the city, which is completely in the modes. Well, when I go to Gita Nagari, Krishna consciousness, actually the whole place is established. Everyone is Krishna conscious. Devotees. So this is the Varnashram in action. So, yes, then even because society is so demoniac, they don't support this. We have to support it ourselves. And because not many people want to surrender, we have a few people only to maintain everything. So there's a strain. Therefore, I say anyone who does anything here that's required, that if he wants to do Varnashram, he should know he's doing it. Paramananda, of course, first of all, he wasn't a country boy, he was a city boy. Then he became in Krishna consciousness, a Krishna conscious farmer. Then he came here to do just that, because they weren't doing that much farming in New Vrindavan at that time. So that's what that was his project, to protect the cows. But now all he's doing is trying to raise money and arrange for financing and preaching to devotees, engaging them, almost to the point of excessive strain. That's not what he wants to do. But because the original, it's still fulfilling his original inclination, which is to establish a place like this. Therefore, it's still within, it's not that he's feeling, well, I really got sidetracked here. But he has, if you really want to do it, then it gets into this also. If you really want to print books, then you have to do so many practical things. You may even have to go out and collect the money, like Prabhupada. He wanted to write, so that means he had to type, he had to write, he had to cook for himself, and he had to even sell the magazines. And that's what it meant. So then he did it. He didn't say, well, I'm just a writer. I'll wait till someone comes along to do the rest. Therefore, we also should have a vision to fulfill and do the needful within that.
I was talking with Bhakti Tom yesterday about the relationship, eternal relationship with the Guru, and I was asking to him and to myself if we also have this eternal relationship with the Godbrothers.
Well, we have, and you can expand it, we have an eternal relationship with everyone. because we're all spirit souls. But the point is, will we meet in the next life? Will we meet in the spiritual world? Is what you really think.
Yes.
And yes, we will. But that depends on, we've all got the ticket, so that's our orders. Chant Hare Krishna, go back to Godhead. Now let's see if we meet there. Just like if we were all to break up here now and say, we have different duties to do, but we'll all meet tomorrow in New York, and everyone break up. So that's our destination. We all know, we agreed, we're all supposed to get there. But then we'll see tomorrow who actually, you know, took the proper steps and arrives there. We're meant to go to meet again and back to Godhead, yes. I asked Prabhupada that question about Krishna conscious marriage. Is it a material thing or is it spiritual? And if it's spiritual, does that mean that you'll meet the wife in the next life or the husband? And he answered like that yes. Just like birds fly in a flock in the sky, they all get to the same place. But each one has to keep himself up. Then we'll meet. So the guru will be there, the godbrother will be there.
It's not necessarily the same relationship. The relationships.
No, it's not the same. The guru is different. Anyway, you have to go there and see.
Is it too elevated to inquire about
yeah.
the rasa?
Oh yes, we can inquire
no.
into our rasa. Whatever it is, the basis of it is service. The gopis are servants, and Brahma is a servant. So we're just working on that. We have to be a servant to the spiritual master. And then when we become pure servant, then the other comes. I'm not only a pure servant, surrendered, but I'm also have an inclination of being a friend of Krishna or the parent of Krishna. That comes after you first establish that you're a servant. Because all of those devotees, servants, parents and everything, they're completely surrendered pure devotees. Then they find out their rasa. Why don't you put it on the altar again?
Thank you. Thank you.